I would sing this song if I knew the words, but I don't right now. We've been drinking a little bit, not much, because you don't actually need much. Danish beer seems to be a little bit stronger than the normal beer. Phil came back to the table a minute ago and goes, oh, try that. And I'm like, that's really nice. What is it? He didn't tell me the name. He just went, 9%. And I was like, what are you doing, man? Calm down. We need to be able to be compos mentis, review, casually assess the nuances of some of the beverage. Am I coming across drunk?
No, not at all.
Good, okay.
I'm just trying to work out. I'm just trying to factor in my drunkenness versus yours. And if I'm going to come off more bizarre than you. But I think we're all right, actually.
When I told the guy at the bar a minute ago, yeah, we're reviewing bars and pubs, he laughed. And then I said, no, we really are. And then he stopped laughing and gave us loads of really good tourist information.
I think what was quite interesting at the other pub that we were at, just talking to the Dutch team, by the way, they have an awesome website, 48hoursindenmark.nl. Quite jealous of it because the creative genius, the lady over there, sketched it all out, and then this other creative genius put it together.
I love the way you say this, pointing.
Oh, that doesn't really translate well to
but
radio.
If I turn the mic that way, we can have it in stereo. The guy over here.
We just went to a really good bar with really good Belgian beers, and we had a really good conversation about social media in terms of like people not being able to read between the lines, and how do we educate people who are not really into technology, and. How do we engage these people? I thought that was quite interesting.
We've basically moved from the Cockney pub to the Flintstone, which is where we ended up last night, actually. You guys were here last night, weren't you?
Yeah, we were, but we went away just a few minutes before you arrived, I think.
Yeah, you kind of had an early night, didn't you?
Yeah, we kind of did. Well, we were already drunk, so not such an early night.
Well, we're British. We've trained longer, I think. I don't know.
I agree. And I'm a woman.
Oh, and I'm a woman. I like that. So far, your thoughts and feelings about how much you've managed to get out of what is potentially at the moment about 36 hours? He's probably the most drunk person. We almost had to carry him here. They actually have got these two free bikes. City bikes.
Backpack.
Which you pay...
No, sexy bikes.
Sexy bikes. They look like they're carved out of a single bit of metal. Like Apple got the idea to make the new Mac. The problem is they forgot to put moving parts in. So these wheels don't actually rotate.
Probably not a good idea to go around saying I'm an iBike.
You can shuffle the music while we're biking, yeah.
I think it probably worked better as an iPod than a vehicle. So they've got these bikes that now they find out that not only is it illegal to have them out at night, it's illegal to ride them without lights. So you've been pushing them around, almost like you brought a wheelbarrow to town.
Yeah, we did, but we're only here for 84 hours. We cannot do anything illegal.
84 hours? You've got bonus time.
48, I'm sorry. It's the other way around in Holland.
Yeah, not yeah. Sure. You're pretending to have not been drinking.
Yeah, I did.
She did it well, though. She recovered well, given that.
So we've come back here because they have a little bit of Wi-Fi, and we would like to do a little bit of a summary. I've just been chatting not only to these guys, but to a historian from the local museum that's told me some fascinating information about subculture, which I'll probably, if I remember, talk about tomorrow. How a lot of people still feel like they are Vikings in Denmark. I love that. And up until recently, only a few years ago, the Viking religions were still recognized as religions here in Denmark. We were also sat only 100 meters away from the oldest room in the whole of Denmark, 1060, and it's at the bottom of a small church, which we would go to tomorrow if it was open. Yes, it's Sunday, and this particular church seems to be closed, along with many other things that we really, really have to come back to.
I was just going to quickly say that historian guy that you were talking to, what was interesting about the fact that he was renovating a 150-year-old building, and I asked him a question that, was he restoring it from the perspective of the fact that he was an historian and he didn't want it to disappear? I thought that was quite interesting because you tend to come across people who do a particular job and they do it not because they enjoy the job, but because they're passionate about why they do the job. And he's, you know, this guy doesn't want to see that building disappear, so therefore he's making the effort to restore it. I found that fascinating. I never linked the two together. You know, I never linked a historian with renovation.
He'd also imported a British builder from Spain, which was a completely different story and very strange.
I think there's a lot more to it than that. I actually think he's met him through the internet, through a forum somewhere.
Easy no, now. No, I think you're trying to make out they're lovers.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there was cellophane involved. There was DVD.
Oh, you're right.
No, I'm just saying it could have been. I mean, it was a bit of an awkward situation. That was all. I just felt it was a bit complicated. More
Phil, we've been going out for beers all the time. We're not wearing sailors' hats.
Yeah, but you don't spend 4 weeks.
Oh, incidentally, sailors' hats. We've spotted a lot of them. Yeah, we saw a carnival float full of semi-naked men wearing sailors' hats.
Whoa, we can't start the sentence like that.
We did see that.
We thought,
well, this is a strange carnival. It was a sixth form graduation party. Yeah. When you leave your sixth form here in Denmark, you get given a sailor's hat.
And two skills as well.
Two skills.
One is mathematics.
Yep.
And the other one I cannot remember.
Probably English, because everybody speaks such amazing English around here. And
Languages.
Right. Fantastic.
Languages and mathematics.
And so afterwards, when you go to university, you have the mortarboard like we do in the UK as well. But that explains the mystery of the sailor's hats. I'm going to have to stop this and upload it because I just noticed my battery's going desperately flat. More tomorrow, I guess. Well, we'll probably be talking like this. No, I feel fine. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Espresso tomorrow. Yeah.
Espresso tomorrow. Twitter addresses.
Oh, yeah. What's your name on Twitter?
At 84 hours in Denmark.
48 hours.
48.
People are you better quickly get 84 hours.
Yeah. Man,
it
really
feel, doesn't it feel like 84 hours?
If we miss the plane, we get 84 hours. Yeah.
Sounds like a plan. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
To Denmark.